He's building. He started. He's got a Division One permit. Two 808 square foot each, two bedroom cabins each that are connected together. He's working with John on the wastewater system. Well, actually, he didn't need a because of the acreage. Is that correct, Byron? I got too many of these going.
I've got two different things going.
But here's kind of an overview. Soils evaluation was taken back in here, and here's his area for his lateral field, our two cabins here. Parking, he's got parking area here and one here, and then a parking area on the front. I can show you some different views of it. The one area that didn't touch either a farm or his own property was this little section here I've highlighted. And he's also proposing using the native vegetation that's growing there. Because these buffer, these cabins are down here. His septic fields is here. And nothing's different with his decision of record. And he did submit a fire department application that he gave me at the last meeting. He's already applied to them for his fire suppression, so I'll just let the applicant turn it over to him.
Anybody got any questions?
So according to the property size, the septic's not required?
For residential permit.
Right. Well, the yeah, permit.
But if I do commercial, then I think it is.
I understand. Yep. Is there anything in the decision of record that's going to show that it requires that, or will just simple Division 2 permit or Division 3 permit make it work?
Well, he's already got his Division 1s because he's building them. Mm-hmm. And it didn't require the permit for the on-site. I mean, he's showing it. Haven't we got your soils evaluation and looked at it, if I remember?
I gave you that.
Yeah, because I've looked at too many of these, and it was a good soils evaluation. If he was getting a Division 2 permit, yes, we would permit the on-site system.
You would permit it, but...
We would run a permit on it. We would have to issue a permit on it.
We would have to. So we do have some kind of documentation requiring a septic on this project?
Not at this time, because it's just a residential...
But we will once it turns in.
Well, he's already got his building permit.
That's my point. I appreciate the fact you're going to put in a treatment. You're going to put in a system. Mm-hmm. But we don't. I'm not seeing any documentation that will require it. So if he does put it in, please bear with me.
Okay.
If he puts it in and it fails, it's going to cost $10,000 to fix it. We don't have anything that says he's got to maintain a sewer system for these units.
Well, we never have that with a permit that we ever issue.
Even on property this size?
Well, no, I mean, if we issue a sewer permit, there's not any kind of a maintenance or guarantee. If it fails and we never know about it, then it would just be failed.
I understand. But if it fails, if somebody has a Division II permit, they have to put in a sewer, a septic system, and they do, and it fails, and there's a complaint, whatever, we have some recourse to try to get fixed.
We have that on any property. Even if it's 100 acres and it's going over on the neighbor, we can issue an NOB.
What if it's not going over on the neighbor? If the rest of the commission doesn't think it's an issue, but I think there would be some kind of document. If a sewer pit permit would typically not be required for this project, yep. I think there would be some kind of documentation that says for this one, there is. Because it's a special use permit.
Even if he had that, though, George, mm-hmm. and it never left his property and we never got a complaint, we could not... The state wouldn't go after him.
It's the same old sewer regs that's been
it's
here.
It's the same old, yeah, the state.
Ever. State sewer.
You have to have an aggrieved.
Regulations is what
you
it
have
is.
To have an aggrieved party issue a complaint that it's actually the odor of the flies are coming over onto them. And then we have cause to go out on that property and look at it and issue them an NOV.
Okay.
But if it is permitted and it fails and nobody ever complains and we never know, then we really can't. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll complain because I'm the neighbor.
Falls under the state regs.
Anybody else got any questions?
To let you know, for the buffer between the property, if I can say something. I've planted fruit trees and thornless blackberries and grapes in that area already, but I can plant more if you guys want more up in that buffer area. There is a lot of vegetation.
I don't see buffer being an issue on this one.
Okay.
The natural vegetation appears to be quite a bit.
Should we include wording that says we only will maintain a natural vegetated buffer?
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you can't go in and bulldoze it all. Oh,
No, I don't want to. They're cabins. I want to keep that cottage feel.
You want that in the decision record? You got that, Scott?
Yep, I wrote that down. Okay. Owners shall maintain a natural vegetative buffer.
Anybody else got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion? To approve?
I'll make a motion to approve it as written with the vegetative buffer be maintained.
Somebody second that?
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, I'd have it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we'll send you that letter.
126 Stony Point, the buffer, and he's...
226 Stony Point buffer was postponed to the November meeting.
Yeah, postponed. Yep. So we got...
Got some code amendments to vote on to send to the county commission. Yeah. What we had in our public hearing last week, for those that weren't here, the county commission approved the special use nightly rental code amendments as presented, except for under the certificate of compliance. The red is what was written. They weren't comfortable with the 120 days, so they wanted that rewritten so it would be a 90 days. And I'll just read it here. It says, if the special use permit is requested for an existing nightly rental seeking Taney County Guidance Code compliance, the special use permit must have the CFC issued within 90 days after the approval date, or the nightly rental shall cease until a CFC for the special use permit is issued. The deadline could be administratively extended if the approval is appealed to the Board of Adjustment and evidence of scheduling any modifications required for the CFC is presented to the planning staff. And that statement was presented by the County Commission to keep it from bouncing back to the Board of Adjustment just continually. Or the Planning Board continually. So the main difference is the 120 days to the 90 days. You either amend it or approve it or disapprove it, send it to the county commission, and then I'll get on their agenda for their final review.
What's your thought, guys?
I don't have a problem with it.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve this.
Somebody want to second it?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. I'm good.
You're good. I didn't hear you.
You caught me asleep.
Okay, we got two concepts. 114 Fieldstone Drive, nightly rental.
All right, this is at 114 Fieldstone. This one has the owner that signed the application. And the representative is Heritage Properties, which is Kevin Keck, and he's at the podium. This one, just as you just come in, it's actually the third unit on the right. We'll zoom in. Here's the entrance into Branson Creek. He's actually presented this. Of course, it's just a concept, but he's presenting it as a one-level, three-bedroom villa, and I was in it today, and it is on one level. There's no upstairs. There are three complete bedrooms, so it'd be a three-bedroom unit, a two-car garage. and he's just bringing it forward to you for concept. If anybody has any questions.
State your name, sir.
Kevin Keck.
Anybody got any questions for Kevin?
Is it being used as a night around currently?
No. I would like to make note, too, as we stated in the application, that Dr. Runicle, who signed the application, he's the current owner, bought it new. He has signed for us to represent here so that the permit would be issued to Heritage, not to him, because he has made the sale contingent upon. He's holding the sale for us. We've contracted it, but he understands it would only be purchased if the approval goes through. And then we've also, I think, Scott was, we forwarded to Scott, his, it's a family member, owns the adjoining unit right now on, attached to it, and they've been notified, and they sent in a notice by email that they're aware that it's being sought for night rentals, and they don't have any problem with it.
So, Kevin, if I understand, the doctor is selling it to you?
To Heritage, yeah.
To the group?
Mm-hmm.
And the group is who's actually applying for the night.
Correct.
You're well aware then you can't have it issued to someone and then pass it on.
Right. We're going to, we live here
locally. The sale is contingent upon you
right.
Getting this approved.
And we live locally and going to maintain it ourselves, but we just didn't want to purchase it unless it was approved, and he was agreeable to that.
We've done others that way. I'm just curious.
Sure.
Make sure I was clear on it.
And the neighbor is the doctor's son?
He and a brother bought him at the same time. The brother since passed. It's his sister-in-law still owns it, and she's the one that sent in an email saying that she was aware that we were seeking a naughty rental and that she didn't have a problem with it.
And then, considering doing a nightly rental herself?
Hers is currently, I think she currently rents it out for, not nightly rental, but she rents it out like, I don't know if it's 6 months or a year at a time, just because she doesn't live there locally.
She doesn't live there.
Mm-mm. And I think I noticed on the map before the units going on down Fieldstone, because we're just the second full building, like you said, the third unit from the entrance from the main road. The next three units on the map that I was given have at least one side of each of those already doing nightly rentals approved in them.
Anybody else? Everybody good? Okay, we'll see.
November, I think it's the 13th, is our public hearing.
13th.
We'll be in contact, though. I'll make sure.
Okay. I have contacted Jim Single and talked to him as far as what would be required from the fire marshal,
right,
the sprinkler system. Yeah, he told me, because I understood and tried to ask as many questions as we could coming into this, and realized that it would need to be meet those compliances. So we talked to Jim Single, and he said it told us what kind of fire, and that since it was all on the lower level, all it would need was a sprinkler system. And so we've talked to the plumber that's done some of them out there, just waited and make sure that we could get through concept
right
before we started putting
well,
plans
again. Being proactive on it, though. Thank you.
And you said the next meeting was the 13th?
Yep, I looked on there, 13th.
Okay. Good things.
Good, thank you.
For me or?
No, you and I will. I mean, if I need something, I usually contact with the applicants, and any information you want me to present to them is what we do. So.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Lot 40 of a central. Well, I can't say it with my fault.
Case number 1738, MTS Ventures, and I assume this is Austin.
Austin Miller.
Austin right. Miller. Talked to him on the phone, but not in person yet. This one is past Branson Creek. Here's our golf course entrance. So it's past it on the left. We actually had heard another one, which is right here. I don't know how many months ago that was approved.
Yeah.
But this one's an empty lot. Surrounded by empty lots. Just giving another angle of a view here. He's seeking a special use permit for a proposed new